So generally, the formal approach to access control is that you have a user, say Anna, and then in the file, in the computer, you have file A, you have file B. So access control is usually specifying what a subject can do, that is, what action that this, for instance, Anna can do with which objects and under which conditions. You can specify that this file A, for instance, Anna can only read it, and also can specify that Anna can only read file, can only copy file B, and also you can specify that Anna can execute the diskettes. And now, under which conditions, you can specify that Anna can read this file only between 8 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If she comes in the night, she's not allowed to read this. So this is, you can put different conditions. You can also specify that if Anna is sitting in the computer that belongs to the company, then she is able to read this file. But if she's sitting at home in a computer that doesn't belong to the company, she is not allowed to view this file. And this is, you specify the IP address, because when she comes there, you check the IP address. If this is IP address is from her home, then she's not supposed to access it, and so on.